Some environmental groups say they're being unfairly targeted by legislation working its way through the Oregon Capitol. A pair of measures take aim at protesters who get in the way of tree harvesting operations on state-owned forest land. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
One bill would make it easier for timber companies to sue protesters. Another would increase criminal penalties for people who block logging operations. Or, as Republican Representative Wayne Krieger put it on the House floor,
the bill addresses environmental terrorism.
But anti-logging groups say that's a dramatic exaggeration of what they say is nonviolent civil disobedience, things like climbing up a tree that's about to be cut down or lying in front of logging trucks. Environmental attorney Brenna Bell says that's not terrorism.
I find it incredibly disrespectful for everyone who is actually a victim of terrorism.
Bell says she doesn't condone protest techniques that put loggers at risk of injury, and that's already against the law. Krieger defends his use of the word terrorism. He says logging protests have caused deep economic hardship for timber families. Both measures passed the Oregon House and await action in the Senate. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.